If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Big Fed meeting week here in well, not here, everywhere. it affects everybody. Jill Schlesinger, of course, CBS News, Jill on Money. Go to jillonmoney.com to read the blog. Jill, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. I'm excited for the Fed meeting because I'm a Jets fan, so I just want to forget Sunday ever happened.
I mean, it's so funny because in week one, I was like, oh, the Jets aren't that bad. And then in week two, you're like,
yes.
The Jets aren't that bad. AFC East is terrible. I mean, outside
terrible.
I mean, the Patriots, if they didn't beat the Dolphins, I think they'd go 0-17.
All right. Let's get to our Fed because Jerome Powell's playing a lot better than these guys.
Well, listen, I wanted to ask you real quickly, though, first. And I'm not a Republican. I am not a Democrat. I just see what I see. And when you have this BLS revision that wiped out 900,000 jobs, is this the old person who did these data, the new person, and could there an argument be made by the right that, the Biden administration fudged the numbers to make him look better going into the election?
No fudging of numbers. Here's what we know. I just want to be clear that the one area that there is agreement across the spectrum, and there should be agreement, is, hey, how do we get these numbers? And is there a better way to get them? I think that's the more interesting question to ask. Not like, I don't think anyone doctored them. But here's what has happened. Over time, the way we gather data has really shifted. And there have to be better ways to get that data. We're relying on the Bureau of Labor Statistics to reach out to, you know, like 121,000 different businesses and say, hey, did you lay anyone off or did you hire anyone? Now, years ago, when I say this, it's like 10 years ago, not 100 years ago, but 10 years ago, most companies would immediately respond and say, yes, no, right? Here are the numbers.
Right.
And that gave us good data. However, more recently, companies don't respond as quickly. So maybe you get only a third of the companies getting the numbers back at the first revision, and then another 10 or 20% after that. And then you get more complete data. And when they go back and look at the most complete data, where they can look at each state level's unemployment filings and they can jibe all the data up, guess what? That's when they get the more complete picture. So the 911,000, that's the preliminary revision. We'll get the full revision in February. Might be better, might be worse. I'm guessing maybe it'll be better, but just my guess. And it happens to be that, you know, over the period that we're looking was a particularly rocky period for response rates in these last 5 years. So I don't think it's like finger pointing. I think it should be about, hey, is there a better way to collect this data in the age of technology and AI? Can we do this better?
We probably can. I think there's no doubt about it.
Indeed.
Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, and of course, CBS News. Go to jillonmoney.com to read the blog. So we have the Fed meeting. The assumption is a quarter point. There are some people that I think it would be fine if they did a half, but give me your take on that. But also, you know, someone said that maybe they won't impact like mortgage rates quickly and so on. Just talk about the impact of what they do.
Okay, so Fed controls short-term interest rates, and I think they at least do a quarter. I think the odds are 0.25%. A half a point wouldn't be out of the question, just looking at the deterioration of the labor market. But remember, the Fed's got two jobs. One is to make sure the labor market's on track to provide and create jobs for anyone who wants one. And the other part is, they've got to actually make sure that we have a price stability, which means we got to keep a cap on inflation. And inflation started to bubble up because of tariffs. So, you know, the Fed's probably in a sticky position right now, and I think they do a quarter. Now, I mean, to be honest with you, the mortgage market is not controlled directly by these Fed decisions, but we have seen mortgage rates come down over the last month. Why? Because it is clear to investors that, hey, it looks like interest rates will have to come down because the labor market is slowing. So we now have, according to data from last week, 30-year fix at 6.35%. That's the lowest level this year. Still pretty high, if you ask me, but I'm an oldster. And then maybe if you're a real oldster like me, you would say, huh, it's not that high. I mean, I bought my first house and I financed it with a 7.75% mortgage. And my father said, boy, that's low.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a tough market. I think that the housing market remains really out of whack for lots of COVID-related reasons.
You know, I'm curious about, can we switch gears for a quick second?
Do it.
Because I'm sure you saw the news this morning about China and NVIDIA, and it's kind of laughable when China charges a country for...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You know, under its anti-monopoly laws, which is interesting, but...
I know.
But, I'm curious about, is this about sort of the macro politics here? Or, I mean,
don't you find it amusing that this comes out as Scott Bessent is in Madrid trying to negotiate a deal with his counterpart from China? So, look, I think that all of this stuff is a lot of talk. I think that in many ways, you might even argue that the U.S. is moving towards more of a state-sponsored capitalist approach that China uses. But, you know, I think this is a lot of words. We don't have a deal yet. And I think that this is one of those areas where, you know, it's best to not make a decision about what it means until we actually have the information in front of us. There's going to be a lot more information that comes about from this story.
And so with Bessent, what are they trying to make it? They're trying to make a trade deal? Is that why he's there?
They are. It's fascinating, really. It's a trade talk, and it's the second day. And, you know, it looks like we're going to get another extension of the TikTok deadline. It looks like the Chinese really want to have a conversation and maybe have the president actually sit down with Chairman Xi. And so, look, we could see something happening here, which would be really good, because I think ahead of the holiday season, there are a lot of people who are saying, gosh, it would be nice to, like, at least understand where do we land on tariffs with China. We have so much uncertainty still when it comes to that specific country.
Yeah. All right, Jill, anything else, data or otherwise, on your mind before we say goodbye?
I mean, the demise of the Jets is enough, whether the Mets will blow it. And, you know, that's about it. So this is a big week for the Fed. We've got a retail sales report that comes out tomorrow. And, you know, I think that as long as I tell you that, like, oh, this is how we feel, it's like, that's great. But what do we do? Yeah. That's going to be more interesting. So I do think that it is important to watch how the retail sales report comes out, where this goes, and you know, from one person's view, you know, tomorrow is 100 days till Christmas, so I am very interested to see, like, how the spending is looking coming into these last 100 days.
Yeah, absolutely, Jill. Thanks so much. Listen, I'm more inclined to be empathetic with the Mets than the Jets, but
God, I mean, both just. It hurt. You know what? I'm a Bills fan. I really do feel like my backup team has always been the Bills. My father gave up his Giants tickets and his Jets tickets and said he was a Bills fan because as soon as those teams moved to the Meadowlands in New Jersey, he's like, they're no longer New York teams. He shut the door on that.
I got to tell you, all these people who said, oh, yeah, I have always been a Bills fan, I find it humorous, although that's a good anecdote. We have people in this building who are all of a sudden Bills fans, too. So it's interesting when they're...
Well, they're lying because they are really just Patriots fans, and they can't have enough. Isn't it enough that you won so many times? Okay? Isn't it? Just be happy there where you are, okay?
We're New Englanders. We're never happy, Jill. Have a good week.
Take care, buddy.
Jill Schlesinger.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.